Vote yes for a new Turkish democracy is the message of the ruling Justice and Development Party, or AKP, before Sunday's referendum. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who's campaigning across the country, is keeping the message simple. The vote is an opportunity for the people to bury the present constitution, which was written by the country's military rulers in 1982.
Biz darbe zihniyetine karşıyız. Dolayısıyla bu darbe anayasasının değişmesi gerekir diyorlar.
The decision is yours, Şimdi, Mr. Erdogan says. On the one hand, we have the coup constitution. On the other, we have the constitution of the people. The reforms would increase the power of civilian courts over military courts, and analysts say it could pave the way for the trial of leaders of the 1980 military coup that led to the arrest, torture and extrajudicial killings of many Turkish activists. Cengiz Aktar is a political scientist at Istanbul's Bahçeşehir University.
Substance-wise, it is clear that these amendments go very far against the spirit of the 1982 constitution. Its content are far-reaching, especially regarding the military interference in the political life and the interference of the judiciary in the political life as well.
The rights of women and trade unions are also extended under the proposed changes. But not everyone accepts the idea that Sunday's vote will enhance Turkish democracy. The country's two main opposition parties, from the right and left of the political spectrum, oppose the judicial reforms because they say the parliament and the president would have greater control over the appointment of judges and prosecutors. The courts have been the traditional guardians of the secular society in Turkey since Mustafa Kemal Atatürk founded the country in 1923 after the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. If the referendum passes, the number of the Constitutional Court justices would increase from 11 to 17. A council that oversees prosecutors and judges would increase from 7 to 22 members, four of whom would be appointed by the president. The head of Turkey's Court of Appeals, Hasan Geçeker, warns against adopting the proposed reforms.
Bu durum kuvvetler ayrılığı ilkesini tamamen ortadan kaldırarak adeta kuvvetler birliğine dönüş olacak.
This article safeguards the superiority of laws, basic rights and freedoms as well as the social and secular rule of law, he says. With the constitutional amendments, he adds, the conflict between the courts and the executive power will increase, as the amendments ignore the courts' will and cut their authority within the judiciary. The government accuses the courts of protecting a small secular elite and says the reforms will democratize the judiciary. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.